the Shadow knows.
Your local Blue Coal dealer presents The Shadow. These half-hour dramatizations are designed to forcibly demonstrate to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
Now, before today's Shadow story begins, attention homeowners. Wouldn't you welcome steady, helpful heat throughout your home this fall and winter? Wouldn't you like to end colds in your family caused by quick chilling off of rooms and on and off variations of heat? Then order Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite. Your family will enjoy Blue Coal's dependable, even warmth. You'll appreciate its greater health protection and all-around economy. Insist on Blue Coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort. Call your Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, Gun Island.
Rico, the men are ready.
Si, Captain Joe.
Even the sea works with us today, eh, Rico?
Si, si.
Good old Caribbean. These waves, the poor fools will not know what we are doing until it is too late.
Si, Captain Joe.
Si, Captain Joe. Si, Captain Joe. Can you say nothing but si, Captain Joe?
What is there to say, Captain?
What is there to say? I make you reach. A little surat like you, and you have not even the brains and the head to know what I do for you.
I do good always what you tell me, Captain.
Now, you know what to do.
See, Captain.
Well, say it, say it.
When the right boat come along, we light oil in bow, in stern, and in hold. So they think we on fire.
And the signal you capitate. The signal.
Si. We send up distress signal.
And when the other ship, she come close.
We take two boats.
So. Now remember all you say. One mistake and Santa Lalia cut your throat.
Si, I do like you say, Captain.
Bueno. Everything she work all right. But the soon we have fine boat for to have fun. You like big new boat for fun, Erico? Well, pretty soon.
Captain!
Well, what?
A ship, Captain. Sawboard, a ship.
Quick, give me the glass. If you pull me...
No. Look for yourself, Captain.
Santa Lalia.
Captain Joe, what?
It is the ship I wait for. See, 200-foot lines, clean like hound that run after the rabbit. This is the ship I wait for, Erico.
Quick! Give the order. Light the fire in the hold. Oil, plenty of it. Quick, we got to be on fire in 2 minutes. Quick, I tell you, I cut your throat.
Si, Captain, your manual, light the fire.
As I was saying, Lamont, these long sea voyages are boring. Definitely, positively boring.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you, Sir John.
My dear boy, are you pulling my leg again? First you tell me you possess powers of hypnosis, and now the subject is ocean voyages. And you tell me they're not boring. Well, I can't seem to agree with you about anything.
Well, I don't mean to be stubborn, sir, but I can't help feeling that there's a certain excitement about the water.
My dear boy, facts are facts. I've owned this yacht for 3 years, sailed round the world on it. And outside of a few beastly storms, I might as well be riding on top of a London bus in Piccadilly Circus.
Well, Sir John, I repeat, I don't agree with you. Take this part of the Caribbean Sea we're vacationing in now.
Yes?
Years ago, these waters were the happy hunting ground of Captain Kidd and Morgan and many other pirates who...
Pirates? What's this about pirates?
Oh, hello, Margot.
Good morning, Miss Lady.
Good morning, Sir John. If you and Lamont were talking about pirates, I want to hear every bit of it. Perhaps you don't know it, but pirates are my favorite people.
Well, look over there to starboard.
Lamont, what is it?
See? Smoke.
Smoke? Well, yes, I see it.
Fire. A ship on fire.
Great Scott. That smoke, she must be ablaze from stem to stern.
Now, Captain Cena. So, there isn't any more excitement left at sea, eh, Sir John?
Lamont, that is to say, I...
You know, Sir John, I've got a hunch that during these next few hours, as we Americans say, you're going to eat those words.
Lamont, shall we go down and watch and take that other crew aboard?
No, Margot. I want to watch this ship go under.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? As if something living were dying.
Yes.
Lamont, what is the matter?
I'm wondering why that ship is sinking so quickly.
Oh, Lamont, you've got the most suspicious mind.
Margot, here comes Sir John. He's bringing one of the survivors up here.
Oh, isn't he the strangest looking man you ever saw? So fat, and yet he moves so quickly.
There you are, Lamont. Well, everyone who was on board that ship, 15 men, is safe and accounted for. Isn't that right, Captain?
Si, senor. We are most grateful.
Oh, yes, of course. I haven't made the introductions, have I? Miss Lane, Mr. Cranston, this is Captain... Captain...
Oh, my name is most difficult. Just call me Captain Joe.
I do, Captain Joe. Captain Joe. And speaking of captains, here comes our own captain. Well, Captain Nielsen, everything all right?
Yes, Sir John. But we are having a little difficulty with the rescued men. They apparently don't speak English, and they refuse to go below deck, with the result that...
Look, it's sinking.
By George, the final plunge.
There she goes. Well, Captain Joe, your ship is gone.
That is not right, senor.
What do you mean, sir? It just went under the
water. Si, but I got a new ship. Oh, maybe I forgot to tell you, eh? Well, that is too bad. Well, I tell you now, senor, senorita, this is my new ship.
What are you talking about?
Lamont, did you hear what he said?
Yes, I heard. But I think it's up to Captain Nielsen to handle this.
Thank you, Mr. Granston. But I'm sure this gentleman is having a joke. After all, as a man of the sea, he knows there cannot be two captains on a ship.
You make one mistake, senor.
And what is that?
There is only one captain on
this boat. Captain Nielsen, look out!
Oh, he shot Captain Nielsen.
Stand where you are, the three of you.
That shooting, what does it mean?
Stand where you are, I tell you. That shooting, it is my man. Arranging matters so that we do not have too big a crew on my new boat.
You murdering devil!
Oh, Sir John.
Yes, so now he is dead. So maybe nobody talks so much, eh? And now, adios. I go up on bridge and take my new boat where I want to take her. I got important business. Adios, my friend.
Oh, Lamont.
Steady, dear.
Sir John and Captain Nielsen dead. All this shooting, it's unbelievable.
We're all at the mercy of this devil, Margot, for the present. But when I find out a few things...
Look, what is there to find out? This beast is nothing but a pirate.
I think this is more than piracy. This Captain Joe looks cunning. He knows a pirate on the high seas these days wouldn't have a chance. No, Margot. He wanted this ship for something else. To carry perhaps a strange cargo... And when I find out what it is, Captain Joe and his fellow murdering devils will meet the Shadow.
It's an island, Lamont.
Yes, a very small one. I don't imagine it's even on the chart.
Lamont, he's going to maroon us here.
I doubt that.
But I...
Look over the side. They're loading everything valuable this ship had into the launch. If we're to go to the island, we won't be alone.
Here comes that devil.
Quick, my friends, quick. We are waiting for you.
May I ask where we're going?
You have talked enough. Come. You and the senorita, come. We go ashore to my island. Here I am the capitan. There I am king. At my island. Come on, get out of the boat. You two, girl, out.
All right. You don't have to wave that gun. I can see it. Come on, Margot. I'll help you ashore.
Thank you, Lamont.
You stand still and peer. You try run one step, Rico, he shoot you down.
See, si, Captain Joe.
All right, hombres, unload everything.
Margo, I'll have to talk fast. I'm going to leave you now.
Lamont, what are you going to do?
I'm going into the shadows and find out what that fat, sadistic devil is up to.
Be careful, Lamont.
Hey, where'd he go? Where is he?
I don't know.
Where he go? You tell me where he go.
Well, I don't know, I tell you. I don't know.
But I watch you all the time. 1 minute he here, then he not here. Where he go, you tell me, or I fill you full of lead and feed you to the fish.
No, no, don't you, please. I don't know where he is.
Captain Joe.
Hey, who call my name?
I'm over this way. This way.
Oh, Cranston. So you run away when I turn my head, eh? You hide behind rocks. You think I chase you, eh?
This way. This way.
Oh, no. Me, I don't chase you, Cranston. No, me and my crew, we have good time pretty soon. Hunt you down like wild pig. What you, senorita?
Put that gun down, please.
Oh, don't worry. I don't kill you yet, my pretty senorita. I don't kill you yet.
In a moment, the curtain rises on the second part of the Shadow's thrilling adventure. But first, here are some important facts of interest to all householders. If you want dependable, even heat during the coming winter, burn anthracite. And when ordering, be sure to insist on Blue Coal, the finest anthracite that money can buy. Blue Coal is mined from Pennsylvania's richest hard coal deposits by the Glen Alden Coal Company. Each carload is carefully sized, prepared, then submitted to a thorough laboratory test. Only that coal, which meets a designated high standard of quality, is okayed by the inspectors. It is then trademarked a harmless blue for your protection and shipped on to Blue Coal dealers. The blue color on Blue Coal ensures the fact that a buyer is getting America's finest anthracite. Furnaces in this part of the country were designed to burn anthracite. So don't gamble with substitute fuel. Insist upon Blue Coal. It is prepared in 4 home sizes to meet the particular need of every type of home. Order your supply of Blue Coal tomorrow. Your nearest dealer's name is listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the words Blue Coal. At the same time, ask him about the Blue Coal automatic heat regulator. It's a thermostat which controls dampers automatically and eliminates constant furnace attention. The Blue Coal heat regulator costs but $18.95, plus a nominal installation charge, and it will pay for itself in time and fuel savings.
Senorita Lane.
What?
Captain Joe is safe for you to come out.
All right.
Here she is, Captain Joe.
Good morning, Senorita Lane. Oh, the lantern lights you at your eyes, eh? Oh, she is very dark in your new little house on the ground, eh, my friend? What a pity.
What do you want?
All through the night we look for that Mr. Cranston. All over the island we look.
And you didn't find him?
No, we didn't find him.
What do you want with me?
Well, I just think, maybe if I start kill you, maybe Mr. Cranston come back. That's smart, no? So as soon as the dawn, I be back for you. All right, Rico. Put their back.
Si, Captain Joe. In, senorita.
Margo.
Margo.
It's been pretty bad, hasn't it?
Oh, Lamont, how long have you been here?
Only since the captain told you that you were going to be a decoy to catch me. Now, listen, Margo. My hunch was right.
What do you mean?
What have I told you that Captain Joe and his cutthroats live like kings?
But I don't understand.
Like kings, I tell you. Their living quarters, every conceivable luxury, electricity, plumbing, furniture, rugs, everything the finest.
And they are pirates.
Oh, no, Margo. Not at all. Someone built and furnished this place for them. cutthroats living in luxury on an island in the middle of the Caribbean Sea. What possible significance has this place that someone should outfit and house these men here?
But haven't you been able to find what's back of all this?
No, I haven't. And yet my hunch is stronger than ever that it's something big. Margot, you've got to help me.
Anything you say, Lamar.
When the captain comes for you at dawn, get him to talk about this place, why he's here, what it's all about. If you can get him boasting, I might get a clue to work on. These men live in luxury here. Who put them here and why? Margot, the Shadow has got to find out.
Senorita Lane, come.
Is it dawn?
Si. And I come for you myself and come.
I'll go with you, Captain Joe.
That's plenty smart. All right, walk. Walk.
Well.
Oh, this sand. She's hard to walk through, eh, Senorita? Don't you worry. You don't walk far.
What was that?
Keep walking, keep walking.
You've got to tell me. Who is it?
Who scared you, eh? That's Rico shooting.
Captain, it isn't Mr. Cranston.
Your boyfriend? No. Too bad for you, it ain't, eh? Just some of these sailors report breaking the port. Rico, he have fun.
Is killing women part of your business, too?
Oh, no. I like beautiful women. But I got much better business.
You haven't got brains enough to be in business.
No.
You're just a cheap pirate.
But so.
It's perfectly obvious. Oh, I suppose you'll tell me that you've got big plans and schemes and all the rest of it. But I repeat again, I don't think you've got a brain in your head to think up any plans.
I ain't got no plans, eh? You come over this way. I show you. All right. In here, smart girl. In here.
But there's no door. A blank wall into the hill.
Sometimes wall, she is door too. Watch. Press little button. So.
The wall. Swinging back.
So. I know God brands, eh? All right. Down the steps. Go down, I tell you.
Oh, it's so dark.
After what you see down there, it's going to be more dark for you. Keep walking. So, we are here. Now I show you who's got the brands. Now, I make light. So.
Oh.
Now, smart girl, look. Oh. Look good. Because when you finish look, you die.
The walls piled high with bombs.
And so, I bring them here, every one.
They're aerial bombs.
That's right.
Row on row on row. And those over there, those are torpedoes?
Yes, smart girl,
Thousands of bombs and torpedoes. But why? Why?
You want to know everything, eh? Look at the name stamped on the bottom of the bombs. Look, I tell you.
Oh. Why should that country store bombs here?
Still want to know everything, eh? Well, I get kick out of telling you.
Well?
This island, she's not very far from the United States, is it? I mean, she is just a little jump compared to how far it is from your country to other countries.
Oh.
Maybe United States should get real tough someday and somebody want to drop bomb on New York. If the planes fly to this island, then load on bombs. It is very easy to fly to New York, eh, Senorita?
Oh, no.
So, maybe I got friends, eh, Senorita?
Maybe you haven't, Captain.
Who said that? Who's here? Who said that?
They call me the Shadow.
Shadow? Shadow? What Shadow? Who's talking? Where are you hiding?
I'm standing right next to you.
Nobody next to me, Senorita. You hear somebody speak? You hear?
Yes.
No, you lie. Can't see nobody. Nobody can talk.
I will you not to see me. And yet you hear me.
Who are you? Who?
To some I come as the voice of conscience.
To some like you, the voice of justice.
Senorita, you must tell me you hear what he say, too.
Yes, of course I do.
Someone in this room? I don't see him.
So, this is a bomb and torpedo depot for a foreign power to use in case of a war with America.
Where are you? If I could see you, I'd kill you.
Empty planes can fly further. How convenient to have these bombs and torpedoes waiting here across the ocean. And you're in charge of it all, eh, Captain?
Sure, I am in charge. The big bosses, they give the orders from other countries. What they do no good without me. I know everything. I got good brain. Figure out anything. Figure out how to kill you, Shadow.
If this is your business, custodian of death, why did you go out and capture Sir John's ship?
Because I get tired waiting here for something to happen. I got to have fun. My old boat's too old. So I go out and get new boat. When a man, he's got friends, he can always make money and have fun. And I have my fun now. So.
The door. Shut.
The door. I touch secret button. It's shut. And nobody can open it.
Oh, let go of me.
See, Shadow? She don't like I got my arm around her. But you see what is in my hand, eh, Shadow?
A hand grenade. What are you going to do?
Maybe you don't like see girls blow apart, eh, Shadow? That show you more than voice. Maybe you got soft heart, eh, my friend?
The bomb, don't!
Don't pull the release ring? Well, that all depends.
If you set that hand grenade off, you'll die too.
You think maybe I am afraid to die, eh, Shadow? I know that if this bomb go off, everybody on island die when the rest of ammunition explode. And if you touch me, if you don't let me back up slow to the door and get out, Santalali, I swear it, I set the bomb off and we all blow to bits.
Put that hand grenade down.
Oh, you worry now, eh, Shadow?
Put the grenade down on the floor.
I am starting to back up out of here, Shadow. If your voice come close to me, if I feel you near me, I pull the ring and blow us all up, I swear it.
Look ahead of you, Captain. You're getting sleepy.
What you say, Shadow?
You're getting sleepy, Captain. Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Yes. Sleepy, Captain. What? So sleepy.
What? What you talk? Sleepy. Sleepy.
You're tired. Sleepy. Very sleepy.
He's hypnotized.
Sleepy. The grenade in your hand is heavy. So very heavy. You put it down on the floor, carefully, very carefully, on the floor.
On the floor.
Now you will listen and do exactly as I tell you. Exactly as I tell you.
Exactly as you tell me.
That secret button that opens the door. Press that button.
Press that button.
Come on, quickly. Let's get out of here.
No. The captain is taking us out of here. Now listen to me closely, Captain. You will take Miss Lane by the arm.
Miss Lane by the arm.
Take her out of here, up the stairs and down to the pier.
Out of here and down to the pier.
Put her on board the launch and you will order one of Sir John's sailors to take her out to the yacht. You will do exactly as I say.
Take her out to the yacht. Do exactly as you say.
Go with him, Margot.
But you...
The Shadow still has work to do.
Faith, Miss Lane, how long are we going to keep circling the island? Let's get out of here.
Brady, we've got to wait for Mr. Cranston.
Yeah, but those devils back there will be coming out after us. It was a miracle getting this far, that crazy Captain Joe putting on his
boat. We must wait for Mr. Cranston.
They'll get us, I tell you. Take us back. Shoot us down like they did the rest. Let's head out to sea.
Let him do as he wants, Margo.
Lamont.
Huh? What'd you say?
You can head out to sea now.
Okay. Here we go.
Lamont, you're letting Captain Joe, all of them, get away?
I've given them a chance to get away. I doubt if they'll take it.
What do you mean?
What time is it, Margot? My watch is stopped, wet from swimming here.
It's almost 5. What's going to happen, Lamont?
I left the captain under hypnosis. The last thing I told him was to warn his men to leave the island within 5 minutes. Apparently, they think he's drunk or crazy. They're all down on the pier. They haven't left.
But why? Why should they go?
12 seconds to go.
Lamont, what is it? Why should they go?
10 more seconds. Margot, tell Grady to hold tight to the wheel and open the engine up full.
But what?
Don't ask questions. Tell him.
Grady, hold tight to the wheel and open the engine up full.
Anything you say, ma'am.
One more second.
But Lamont, what is it? What is it?
Cranston, where'd you come from? What happened?
I just climbed in the boat. I fused one of their bombs before I left the island.
Everything on the island wiped out.
Well, I gave them their chance, Margot. They didn't take it. Better that way. The world can well afford to lose men who, for money, would jeopardize the peace of America, the peace of the world.
Yes.
They died the way they were willing others should die. Their greed, their treachery to mankind, might have killed and maimed the innocent citizens, crippled industries, laid waste great cities. Sometimes when there isn't justice in life, Margot, there is justice in death.
And here's Blue Coal's heating expert, John Barclay, with some helpful hints for every homeowner.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, friends. There have been many unseasonably warm days during the last 2 weeks. Many householders allowed the fire in their heating plant to go out during this period and will now find it necessary to start a new fire. This is a simple task if you will follow these few suggestions. First, leave a thin layer of ash about 2 inches deep spread evenly over the grates. Close the check damper and open the ash pit damper. Remember that the turn damper in the smoke pipe should be open wide. Next, spread a 2-inch layer of coal over the layer of ash. On top of this, place the kindling. This kindling may consist of lightly wadded newspapers, light dry wood, or charcoal. Light the kindling. When it is burning briskly, add another thin layer of coal a little at a time. The kindling will not only ignite this coal, but the layer underneath it as well. By adding more coal gradually, you can build up a good deep fire bed in a short time. If smoke from the kindling escapes into the cellar, ignite a loosely wadded piece of paper, lift the check damper, and insert it into the smoke pipe. This will heat the chimney and aid in carrying away the smoke from the kindling. Do not forget to place the dampers back to their correct position when the fire is built to its proper depth. I thank you.
This has been a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of The Shadow. Be sure to listen and be sure to burn Blue Coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort.